You're listening to Who Did It Better from Coverville, the Unlucky 13 edition with covers of Sympathy for the Devil. Greetings from Coverville for a Monday here. It is Monday, April 19th, 2010, and welcome to another edition of Who Did It Better, where I play two different versions of a song, two different covers of a song, and ask you to tell me which one you like better. And boy, if I was a superstitious person, then I'd be really concerned, because today is the 13th episode of Who Did It Better, and tomorrow is the 666th episode of Coverville. So 13 today, 666 tomorrow. They actually have a lot more in common than just the superstition, because we're going to hear some covers on Who Did It Better that were pulled, well, not really pulled from tomorrow's show, but have a lot in common with tomorrow's show, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But first, let's talk a little bit about last week. We had the Who Did It Better of God Only Knows, with Petra Hayden and Shane Searles. And I mistakenly called him Steve Searles. I apologize for that, Shane. But a big sweep for Petra Hayden. 58% of the vote went to her version of God Only Knows, with 28% going to Shane. A lot of write-in answers for this one. Jonathan Brook. Tons of Jonathan Brook. David Bowie. Jamie Cullum got a few nods in there. Jars of Clay, The Nylons, The Real Group, and Rufus Wainwright, who I don't think I realized did a God Only Knows cover. Did I know that? Let me just check really quick. I like Rufus. And no, I don't have the God Only Knows version by Rufus, but I'm sure it's awesome because everything Rufus Wainwright does is awesome. All right. Today, instead of going with two versions that that I picked because I like them, I went with two of the most popular versions of the song based on their purchase level in both iTunes and Amazon. So in other words, you can look at the iTunes and Amazon lists and see which versions of a song are most popular. And the two biggest selling versions, besides, of course, the Rolling Stones version of Sympathy for the Devil, are Guns N' Roses and Ozzy Osbourne. So it's really going to be a metal competition on today's show. And I just now got the weird coincidence of doing God Only Knows last week and doing Sympathy for the Devil this week. Wow, it's just coincidence central here on Coverville, Who Did It Better. Okay, let's go ahead and get to the Guns N' Roses version first. Very similar to the original, but again, a very Guns N' Roses feel to the song. Let's go ahead and listen to Axl Rose and the Gang with their cover of Sympathy for the Devil.
Time for change. I killed the Tsar and his ministers and a Pleased to meet you.
from their 2004 Greatest Hits collection. That's Guns N' Roses and their cover of the Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil. It didn't take Axl as long to put that one out as it did Chinese Democracy. Just saying. All right. Now let's go ahead and listen to Ozzy Osbourne, who is the is music's prince of darkness, as he has said multiple times. And I think the shoe fits, definitely. Here's his cover of Sympathy for the Devil. This this one almost made it onto tomorrow night's show, but I felt like it was a little bit more appropriate here. Here's Ozzy Osbourne and Sympathy for the Devil.
The sympathy.
Ozzy Osbourne and his cover
I am
of
the devil too. There can only be one devil, so one of us must go.
There you go. Ozzy Osbourne, his cover of Sympathy for the Devil. That one comes from his all-cover album. I just can't talk over him doing that. There we go. Comes from his all-cover album. Let me find that really quick here. I thought it was the... Prince of Darkness, of course. From 2005, Ozzy Osbourne and Sympathy for the Devil. Boy, a lot of different versions that I kind of passed up doing on this one. I actually had the Brian Ferry and the Blood, Sweat, and Tears versions in here at one point for who did it better, but decided that these two probably were a little bit more on an even playing field for doing this. All right, now, here's what you got to do. Go to coverville.com. And find the Who Did It Better post. It'll be, you know, it'll be one of the most recent posts, right? You're going to go there and you're going to cast your little vote, click the little button for which version you like better. And it's either going to be the Guns N' Roses version or it's going to be the Ozzy Osbourne version. Or if you have another version that you think is far superior to either of these versions, definitely put that in there. Or if you don't like any of it, if you just don't like any covers of Sympathy for the Devil, then just put that in there as well. So many choices to give you. I'm good that way. So go there and cast your vote. You have until Friday at midnight, Friday the 23rd of April, 2010, to cast your vote. And then next week we'll tell you who won this one. Also, if you have a suggestion for future editions of Who Did It Better, please let me know. Get those requests to me at coverville@gmail.com. That's going to do it for this edition of Who Did It Better. Thanks, and have a great day. Bye.